It is. Nice to have your company. Dominic Baker is the CEO of Cricket Tasmania, and I reckon his phone would have been busy yesterday. Speaking after the game was postponed, cancelled, the Shield game between Queensland and Tas in Brisbane. He joins us on the line this morning. Dominic, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, all. How are you?
We are very well. What happens on the back of what happened yesterday in Queensland? What does it mean for that fixture and for the fixtures going forward, do you think, in the Shield?
Oh, well, obviously it's going to be a pretty fluid year as last year was, and we've seen, you know, the winter codes have to manage themselves in different ways this year. But look, for the game coming up in Queensland, really for us it was a cautionary opportunity to get our guys out of Queensland while we wait and see what the contact tracing brings up over the next couple of days. And we've got every intention of heading back to Queensland if we get the all clear. By Friday, we'll be back up there. We're hoping to be back up there by the weekend. So, look, it'll be a small delay if the best happens. But, you know, we planned for the worst and got our guys home.
The conversation, who's involved in that conversation to make that call? Is it players? Is it administrators, personnel? Who gets to call that yesterday?
That was an administrative call yesterday between Cricket Australia, ourselves, and Cricket Queensland. Once we were going to postpone the game for at least a day, and then that looked like it could be 2 or 3 days. Myself and our high performance manager decided the best course of action for the Tassie boys was actually just to come home, you know, get the guys out of there. Otherwise, they're going to be sitting in a hotel basically doing nothing. We would be uncomfortable with them wandering around Brisbane when there was yet to be any real work done on the contact tracing. So to get them back to Tassie wasn't really that hard of exercise. They jumped on a plane at 12 o'clock. They're back down here by late afternoon, and they'll be ready to go again if we get the green light by early in the weekend. Look, the players were actually they were happy to come home. They're getting used to these situations now, and I think, you know, it's going to be a very long season. So player welfare also has got to rise to the top with this stuff.
Dom, do we know yet exactly how that affects the scheduling from a broader perspective? Obviously, we're holding and waiting to see what happens in the short term up in Queensland. What about this sort of thing for a longer perspective?
Well, luckily enough, we've got a lot of cricket crammed into the front of the season this year, and that's really to support players who will be in the Ashes squad, get as much red ball cricket as possible. The back end of the season is actually quite free, so there's plenty of room to shift cricket into. So for the Sheffield Shield and for followers of the Sheffield Shield, we'll be, you know, very confident of getting a full Sheffield Shield season away, or at least one equivalent to last year, similar with the Marsh Cup. So, you know, with plenty of space in the back end of the season, I think, you know, making decisions like we're making now has been a lot easier. For the game, for the short term, for the game in Queensland, if all the contact tracing comes up okay, and it looks like still we can get up there, we'll be up there. We'll play the game opposite to the way we were going to play it before. We were going to play a Shield match followed by a Marsh Cup one-day game. We'll do it the other way around. We'll play the one-day game, and then we'll play the Shield game during the week next week if all comes, if everything's okay. But so, look, at this stage, it shouldn't have a huge effect. And with some space at the back end of the year, I think there's no real alarm just at the minute.
Dom, you mentioned before about the mental health of everyone who's involved in the squads who are going to be trying to get through this season. What are you thinking about in terms of the season and how it looks? Was there planning to be a lot of time away from home, or did you think that you were going to be able to fly in and fly out? What was the sense of that for you?
Oh, look, we've always planned that there would be some extended trips away. We had them last year. This time last year, we were in Adelaide for 8 weeks to get the Shield season underway. We had extended trips away for the BBL. So I think that's just the way it's going to be for the next probably 12 months, or for the next cricket season. And, you know, I think we're all hoping that the winter codes would be able to have, you know, true home and away years. But, you know, obviously that didn't happen, and, you know, we've got to watch and learn from that. And so making sure that we've got our players as fresh as possible, because in reality, I think they're going to be spending extended periods away from home. And that's just the way that sport is at the moment. We've got to work with it.
Yeah. And look, are they frustrated, the players? Because obviously down in Tassie, you can pretty much do what you like. Imagine they're like cats on not thin roofs. They want to get playing, but they got no one to play.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And they have been flying, like, at training. They're just chafing at the bit to get at it. And there would no doubt be a level of frustration amongst the group. But we spoke with Matthew yesterday. Matthew Wade, our captain, and he said the sentiment of the group was, if we could get out and get back, that would be preferable to them. They don't want to be sitting around doing nothing. So they'll be training today, I'd say. So I'll get a good read when I pop my head down into the nets and maybe, you know, roll my arm over a couple of times. But I'll be able to have a little word to them and see how they're tracking. But, look, I think they all understand that we're on the side of caution at the moment, and it allows them to be free to go to South Australia and or hopefully Western Australia later on as well. So we've got to consider the forward ramifications of our decisions too.
Make sure you warm up if you're going to send them down in the nets today, Dom. It's a dangerous game, that, just coming
in
cold.
I'm a bit stiff from yesterday, to be honest.
What about, just before we let you go, we know you've got some other things you've got to get to. Losing the test against Afghanistan, I'm sure, was a big disappointment for Cricket Taz and for all cricket fans in Tasmania. Is there a plan for a replacement game or at some stage to sort of make up for that from Cricket Australia's perspective?
Look, not on the cards just at the moment, but, you know, it is a very fluid year. We were really disappointed about the Afghanistan stuff. It was, you know, an historic test in a lot of ways to be playing Afghanistan in a test match for the first time. You know, when I came into the job only 2 years ago, kind of landed at the beginning of COVID, and now we've got a military coup in the Taliban to deal with as well. So it's been an interesting couple of years. But, and, you know, for Payne, I think in particular, for Tim, it's we were really wanting him to be able to celebrate a test match on Tasmanian soil. Before he comes to the end of his career. But look, it is what it is. The decision was the right decision, you know, particularly from my perspective. We've got a really strong female program here, one that we're investing a lot of time, effort, energy into to you know, what we want it to be the best in Australia. The sport's a leading sport when it comes to you know, pushing sport for females, and you can't then entertain something like the Afghanistan test, which just flies in the face of that. So I understand the reasons for the decision. I support the decision, and we'll work with Cricket Australia to see what happens. Who knows, mate? It's who knows what could happen. There's still 5 Ashes tests to play, so
that's true.
You never know where they could end up.
Yeah, it's a funny game, cricket, they keep telling us. Yeah. Are you bowling innies or outies at the moment, Dom, just before we let you go?
Sorry, mate?
Are you bowling in-swingers or out-swingers at the moment?
Look, a little bit of seam up. the wickets are a bit green here at the moment, so but not taking my spin very well. So, yeah, just a little Jeremy Kitty-like dibbly-dobbly.
Right, okay. We're with you. Well, there's plenty happening in the world of cricket as always. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good day.